Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He can't even stay awake. And then he acted like he was awake the whole time. Lord have mercy. All right, everybody. I have a clip of our Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, saying that Donald Trump's fortitude is unshakable. He's an unshakable person. The only problem with this is, roughly 12 hours ago, Donald Trump was literally falling asleep in the Oval Office, fighting wokeness, as some would say, while closing his eyes, and then he popped back up, and then he started closing his eyes again. I'll play for you this clip in just one moment, but we cannot say in one breath that Donald Trump is unshakable and has an insane amount of fortitude. And then every single time he hops on camera, he's very shakable. He is the most shakable human being I've ever seen. You could look in this guy's direction the wrong way, and he would send out an 800-paragraph Truth Social post about how you're a threat to this country. He can't get in front of the camera without dozing off, falling asleep, or snapping on the media. What do you mean he's unshakable? He's threatened genocide like 3 times during this war, threatened to wipe out the civilization, and then when that didn't work, he said, okay, we're going to take out your desalination plants, we're going to take out all of your civilian infrastructure. What do you mean he's unshakable? Either way, I want to walk through MAGA Pete Hegseth's press conference this morning because it was a masterclass in desperation. It reeked of desperation to control the narrative on this war that is now nearing week 8. Trump gave a 4 to 6 week timeline. We are going to be entering week 8 very, very soon. This looks so bad for the administration. You know, let's just start off with this clip. Speaking of long, never-ending wars, let's just start off with this clip of Donald Trump comparing Iran to Vietnam. This is just absurd. As always, make sure you drop a like on the Adam Mockler feed. Make sure you're subscribed. I'm out in D.C. for a few days, so your support means extra to me when I'm traveling. Sometimes I have a stressful schedule. I've got multiple, you know, CNN hits, debates. I spoke at Georgetown University yesterday, so having you guys behind me genuinely means the world. Let's watch this clip of Donald Trump.
On the war with Iran, how long are you willing to wait until you get a unified response?
Don't rush me, Jeff. You know, guys like you, you want to say, oh, so we were in Vietnam like for 18 years. We were in Iraq for many, many years. We're in for all the, I don't like to say World War II, because that was a biggie, but we were 4.5, almost 5 years in World War II. We were in the Korean War for 7 years. I've been doing this for 6 weeks. And their military is totally defeated. They're outside of the little wise guy ships, I call them the wise guy ships, the little boats that they have running around with guns in them. We'll take them out too when we see him. But
I can't. Somebody said, I'm sorry. I know that he's evil, the worst person in the world, but God, if he doesn't fill me with laughter every day, why on earth would you ever let the word Vietnam pass your lips in the middle of a war that you're losing this hard? The point that they're making is, why would you invoke prior lost wars that went on for 18 years or so when you are currently in a perpetual war that you can't find an off-ramp for? Iran was still seizing ships in the Strait of Hormuz less than a week ago, right after Donald Trump announced that the Strait was absolutely open for business. Not only is he lulling the entire world into a false sense of security by saying the Strait is open, then getting them shot, but he is now doubling down on the idea that we've won and that Iran has no ability to even push back. Let's just start off with Pete Hegseth right here at his press conference saying that the War Department is locked, loaded, and God is going to breast. He says the word breast, but he meant bless. I don't even know.
On this core mission, America's will is unshakable, our capabilities unmatched. Our blockade is only growing and going global. And as the president said, we have all the time in the world. Iran has a historic chance to make a serious deal, and the ball is in their court. Either way, the War Department stands ready for what comes next, locked and loaded.
Oh my God.
May God continue to bless our warriors each and every day.
Oh my, did he just get this from like a Vin Diesel movie or some Bruce Willis movie? Why does he always speak like he just watched some war movie And then he asked ChatGPT to create him some military slam poetry every single time Pete Hegseth speaks. In this clip, he says, "Donald Trump's fortitude is unshakable." Right after I play this, I'm going to show you Trump falling asleep multiple times like my toddler cousin, you know, falling asleep, then catching himself, then he falls asleep again. It's absurd. He's not unshakable. He's shaking the entire world up himself.
Wisely, as we said previously, choose wisely at the negotiating table. All they have to do is abandon a nuclear weapon in meaningful and verifiable ways, or instead they can watch their regime's fragile economic state collapse under the unrelenting pressure of American power. A blockade, as long as it takes, whatever President Trump decides. Because the bottom line remains the bottom line. Iran will never get a nuclear bomb. The choice is theirs, but with this blockade, the clock is not on their side.
I've been saying the same thing on my show for a few weeks. If we've won this war in such a decisive manner as this administration claims, how come we have no leverage to even get Iran to the negotiating table? J.D. Vance was supposed to fly to Pakistan on Tuesday, then that trip got canceled. Not because J.D. Vance couldn't show up, but because the Iranians said, "We're not even going to come to the negotiating table yet. We don't even have a reason to negotiate with you all." The truth here is that Pete Hegseth will never tell you. They'll never tell you the truth that Iran has actually had their conventional navy destroyed, but they have a second navy called the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy. That's the one that sends mines, suicide boats, and drones into the Strait of Hormuz to close it down. So as Pete Hegseth says, President Trump is unshakable. Here's Trump, being pretty shakable by sleepiness and wokeness.
"Who was born without the ability to hear, as you heard from Sierra. And the same company and the same dedicated team of scientists that helped save the president's life also delivered a first-of-its-kind gene therapy known as Otarmeni. So Travis can now hear his mother, as she told you, tell him that she loves him. Hard to think of a greater gift. And just like you, Mr. President, who made our antibody treatment for COVID free for all Americans and thus saved many lives, we have made the decision, the unprecedented corporate commitment, to provide this."
Okay, I'm gonna mute them for 1 second, but look at this guy. Look at him. He's fighting to stay awake. He can't even stay awake. And then he acted like he was awake the whole time. Lord have mercy.
"Commitment to provide this first-of-its-kind gene therapy for hearing loss free to all the children in the United States who can benefit from it."
He's still doing it.
"And we do this, why?
What is
to hopefully
face?
Highlight the power of disruptive biotech innovation and all the good that it can bring to all of our lives and our health."
We're going to be close to him just face planting on the desk very, very soon at this rate. To continue, here is Pete Hegseth directly addressing this idea that vessels were seized in the Strait of Hormuz. So he addresses this, but he tries to downplay it and doesn't tell the actual reality that I pointed out just a minute ago, that Iran still does have their IRGC Navy intact. And he says in one breath, in one clip, "We have the most powerful military in the world." Then he says in this clip, "The most powerful military in the world can't actually stop a bunch of small pirates on speedboats."
They are the bad actors. The vessels that the Iranians seized in recent days, a couple of them, they're not American ships. They're not Israeli ships. They're just random ships that drove where they drove their little speedboats up to and shot at those ships with AK-47s. Anyone with a speedboat, a gun, and the wrong intentions can do that. They know that we, the United States of America, control the flow of global shipping. And we know that they know.
Okay, so if they're able to seize vessels still, it doesn't sound like their entire military is at the bottom of the sea, as Pete Hegseth implies. You guys get the game that they're playing here, right? It's incredibly sickening, and I hope that the American people are able to understand. I know many do. I know this war is very unpopular, but I hope people are able to understand the parallels between what happened to the Bush administration. I was a bit too young, but obviously the Bush administration heavily lied about weapons of mass destruction as a pretext to go into the Middle East. We had Bush and people on TV just like this, going on TV, giving press conferences, and just lying about the circumstances going on. Pete Hegseth is doing the same thing. He's lying, he's using half-truths, he's using omissions. For example, he'll say that we destroyed their navy, but he'll omit the fact that they still have a secondary navy that they are using. It's a pretty big omission to be making here.
America's military is unmatched. Projecting power, denying passage to adversaries, and protecting our interest at the time and place of our choosing.
Wait a minute. Pause. America's military is unmatched unless you are a pirate on a small speedboat in the Strait of Hormuz. Then we can't really do anything, apparently.
America's military is unmatched. Projecting power, denying passage to adversaries, and protecting our interest at the time and place of our choosing. No one sails from the Strait of Hormuz to anywhere in the world without the permission of the United States Navy. To the regime in Tehran, the blockade is tightening by the hour. We are in control. Nothing in, nothing out.
So their plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz is to close the Strait of Hormuz on our own accord. It's like, hey guys, I'm going to teach you how bad piracy is. I'm going to teach you that you can't just close down passageways, and the way I'm going to do that is closing it down myself. It all makes no sense. The lack of strategy shown by this administration, like 7 or 8 weeks in now, should be offensive to any American with a brain. If you're MAGA and you're brainless and you just believe everything Pete Hegseth says, fine, that's one thing. But if you are a critical thinking American, if you think critically on a day-to-day basis, you should be thinking about the war that we are currently in and how we could be using these resources at home. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to help support us. I love you all. Peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.